You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As you know from the last three or four Sundays, the Gospels are telling a continuing story. A month or so ago, we had the story of Jesus multiplying the loaves and the fish. Everybody was thrilled to death about that. Free lunch. But it's been going on very patiently as Jesus slowly is teaching them after that they have to stop chasing after passing food and go for the food that lasts for eternal life. He was teaching them about the Eucharist. And so that's where we are in the Gospel today of John. And I noticed as I was looking at this scripture, there is a verb that occurs not once but twice, right near the beginning of this reading. John starts out by saying, the Jews murmured about Jesus. And then a little later on, after Jesus was trying to lead them a little patiently again, he says, stop murmuring among yourselves. Murmuring. Let's talk about murmuring for just a moment for a beginning here. Murmuring is what people do when they are cowards, when they are starting to push back from somebody, but they don't have the courage or the fortitude to face them right to their face. And so they start going, talking behind somebody's back. And there's all kinds of ways to do it. One way is to start whispering. That's just as good as murmuring. It's about the same thing. Another way is to use different forms of body language. Roll your eyes. That's a good one. That tells somebody very clearly that you're having a problem with what they're telling you, but you're not quite bold enough to confront them about it. And on it goes, all these different ways that people give a signal that they're pushing back a little bit, murmuring, rolling their eyes, whispering, and all that kind of stuff. Psychologists have a term for this. They call it passive-aggressive behavior. And we're all very good at that, by the way. Don't think that anybody is inoculated against this disease. We all do it. But most of the time we don't know it. Other people notice it. Passive-aggressive behavior or passive aggression occurs when somebody controversial begins to speak the truth and people start pushing back and they don't know exactly how to handle it. The Jews certainly did it in this case because Jesus was starting to talk about the gift of love. He's going to give himself completely to us, and he's going to ask that we give ourselves completely back to him. The problem was starting to develop. So that's what's going on in that gospel. In our first reading, somewhat similar situation, the prophet, which one was it? Elijah. In the book of Kings, Elijah was, you know, almost every prophet in the Old Testament, God called and they had to go kicking and screaming into their job. I don't remember a single one that volunteered for the job. God pulled them along inch by inch, and they were very good at passive aggression as well. And so Elijah, he went just one day, and he got to feeling sorry for himself. It was a little hot out there on the road, and he came to a tree, and he slumped down, and he did what passive aggressives always do. He sighed. He went, oh, I don't know if I can take this, God. You better get somebody else. and God worked a miracle for him, gave him some food and drink and a good night's sleep. And then it says he got up the next day and went 40 days on the strength of that. But Elijah the prophet had to go through that conversion experience, get over feeling sorry for himself and being passive aggressive, and get on with the job of doing what God was calling him. And this certainly is true in the gospel. Of course, Jesus was leading his disciples, leading all of us to an understanding of the full commitment that we make by our baptism and by our continual profession of faith to give ourselves 100%, not 50%, not 40%, but 100% to the demands of the gospel. So that's the lesson I draw from these scriptures as I see Jesus patiently teaching. How should I react? How should you react? Well, first thing, let's make up our minds we're not going to be murmurers. Let's see if we can get passive aggression out of our behavior. And I hate to tell you, it happens anytime people come together for any reason. It happens in Congress. It happens in business. It happens, I hate to tell you, families and in church too. Passive aggression always occurs when somebody can't figure out how to handle the demands of the entire group and then resorts to this very childish and immature type of behavior. So let's make sure, at least as best we can police ourselves, we stop murmuring. I'll give you an example. In the Franciscan community where I live, there's four of us, all men, and we can do this sort of thing. And we all got our little ways, and you got your little passive-aggressive ways of letting people know that you don't agree with things. So we have a kind of a funny saying in our house. We always say, when somebody new comes in, we approve of a good, serious groan when you don't like something. Get it out and go, oh! We disapprove strongly of wimpish sighing. Oh, I don't know if I can put up with this anymore. And we try to call each other in an honest way when we notice each other being passive aggressive, that this ain't going to work up in here, in our house anyway. And I think every family, every church, and every group of people to come together needs to be on the alert for that type of behavior, because it can water down and mess up almost anything, including the gospel. I can't wait, by the way, until Pope Francis comes to our country in another month or so. I hope you've been looking at that's coming up. He's not coming to our part, but out east. He's going to talk in Congress, maybe to the UN, who knows. And, you know, here's somebody just like Jesus. He's going to tell the truth, I think, about how we're treating the poor, how we are abusing capitalism and the money that is at our disposal. He's going to tell some hard stuff. He's already told it about how we're polluting the atmosphere and ruining the earth that God has given us. And wait till he gets up and the camera goes through the politicians who are sitting there. I promise you, on a stack of Bibles, you will see passive aggression at its finest. They will be looking sideways and scratching their heads and going, So it's a behavior that works all the way from top to bottom, all human groups. They all do it. So that's the first lesson, and I think maybe the best lesson of today's scriptures. Let's don't repeat this dumb mistake and murmur and growl and grouse about things. If you got an objection, be bold and brave enough to confront somebody face to face and to say what it is. Well, once we get that behavior out of our system, then we got to go to what Paul was teaching the Ephesians in that second reading today. Start rooting out the different problems that we got and start practicing virtue. Practice complete acceptance of the gospel. Paul puts it quite bluntly. He said, be imitators of God, very beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and handed himself over for us as a sacrificial offering to God. That's a tough order to follow. We are expected, because we are baptized, to give ourselves to God and to one another as completely as Christ has given himself for us. It's a frightening thing when you're in the presence of truth like that. But that's what we celebrate in these scriptures. That's what we celebrate sacramentally in a moment at this table. May God give us the courage and the strength to rise to this occasion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.